Through three quarters of play, we are scoreless, but Collins once again on the move. They've marched the ball inside the 20-yard line once again down to the 14. They'll be facing a second and 10 from the 14-yard line. We start the fourth quarter of play. We mentioned it, Scott, that really if somebody gets on the board, it might be it. It might do it.
It might do it. Right now, Collins is kind of dominating the game. They just can't finish the drive. I think defensively, I mean, it's kind of silly to say they're dominating the game. But, you know, I think all the momentum's going their direction.
Definitely the momentum of the third quarter. Question is here, if you don't make it for facing a fourth down, do you kick the field goal?
I mean, I think I might have to. I mean, you still got two downs, but, yeah, I mean, I think you're going to have to. You're going to have to swallow a little pride, kick field goal. You know, Coach Lucas, as you mentioned off the air, you ever think Coach Lucas' team would be 0-0, and you're right. I mean, you know, he's known for, you know, high-scoring offense. What are we doing here?
Trying to reset the game clock.
Oh.
All right, trying to get the game clock situated here with 12 minutes on the clock. Start the quarter. Got it going. Now we're ready to play.
Man, it's going deer hunting down here.
Second and actually, I guess it was maybe almost 11 yards on after a little bit of a loss on that last play. Lucas in the shotgun. JR takes a snap, going to roll to his left, and we got a false start on the play, and that's going to back Collins up once again.
Man, I tell you what, pretty soon we might have a 40-yard field goal.
Game hasn't had a ton of penalties, but Collins has gotten a couple in some inopportune times. Today's letter is the letter A.
No, one thing is not. It's the letter D.
All right. So JR looks over the formation. Now they've got another timeout.
I don't know what's going on.
The officials are going to meet. I think they're going to need to reset the score.
Reset that we're going to do it again.
The guy said, forget it. Knew we were going to play. He sure did.
It took him forever to do it to begin the first time.
Oh, now the other official,
he's like, dang on, I told him, just forget it. It's just 2 seconds. They don't know what down it is. I think they're trying to figure out what down.
Second down. All right.
Here we go. I don't know how we never did run a play, but we ran 2 seconds off the clock. But anyway, that's our.
So second and now 15 at the 20-yard line. Lucas in the shotgun. JR takes a snap and tries to flip it out to Herod, and this is going to go a loss of 7 or 8 yards. And he had that smelled out from the start.
Pookie just missed the block. That's the thing. I mean, you got to get your block. Pookie just missed the block.
And you mentioned it a few minutes ago, and you're right. They're another play from being out of field goal range. They're now looking at something in the neighborhood of a 45-yard field goal. So on two plays this possession, they went for a minus one, a 5-yard penalty, and a minus eight. And JR will now go to a 5-wide set.
I just tried to throw ball to Hawk out here. Let him run here to this pylon over here.
JR takes a snap, drops straight back. Got time to throw. Looking down the middle of the field for Murphy and overthrows him right in the middle of the field. And Bruner's going to come on and try a long field goal. So ball is marked at the 27-yard line.
That's going to be about a 44.
Let's see where they mark. They are going to be, let's see, 44-yarder. Ball going to be marked on the left hash. Lucas, your holder. I think Collins got away with one as they had 12 men on the field already in formation. So Bruner will attempt this one from the left hash, trying to get on the board here. They get the first team on the board. Snap is back. Kick is up. Kick is going to be long enough, but wide left. A little bit of a bad snap. It kind of went behind JR. JR got it down, but Bruner pulled it left. Plenty of leg on that one. But Montgomery County will take over at the 20-yard line in high school football, and then he missed field goal. The ball is respotted.
Inside the 50.
Yeah, inside the 50. He's spotted at the 20-yard line.
It's a pretty offensive weapon. You might as well try a field goal instead of punt.
Yeah.
You know, really.
All right. So, once again, Collins gets down inside the 20, can't score.
Ah, man.
Quick handoff to Harvey, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage, stumbling forward maybe for a couple yards up to the 22.
Collins had somebody run on very late.
That was Brandon Webb coming on late to play defensive tackle. Really wasn't even formation when they snapped that ball. Still limited to a 2-yard gain. So second and 8. Art Walker still under center here. Harvey, one back in the backfield. Two tight end set, one receiver split to the right side of the field. Walker stepping back, looking to throw it, and he's wide open on the right side and will be tackled out of bounds by Harrod up at the 45-yard line. Not sure. I don't know if that was a corner blitz there, Scott. Is that what happened?
That had to be. I don't know where. I've seen Phillips do that earlier, too. Coach Lucas was on him right there, but I've seen him do that earlier. He left his guy. I guess he thought it was going to be a run or something. I was kind of surprised earlier when I seen him do it.
So we got I think Parsley down on the sideline. I've already seen him down once with cramps, and I see Alice Crickey on the Collins sideline stretching him out, waiting for the Montgomery County folks to make their way across the field. But you know, the way the game is, you're one busted play away from possibly losing the game.
Yeah, and that was close to being it.
So Collins has, really, last three possessions been really good, but nothing to show for it. Seems like it's almost the can't stand prosperity.
Yeah, no, two steps forward, three steps back type deal.
Parsley back up. He's making his way across the field. But definitely, I think we're in the zone now. I think one score. He's probably going to do it here. Both teams really struggling to finish anything off. Really, really thought the game Montgomery County controlled the entire first half for a good portion of it, but Collins definitely had controlled the second half of things. But that's not done you any good.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think they – yeah. Both teams have really kind of shot themselves in the foot when they've been down inside the 15 or 10 and –
All right, Walker make his way back under center. I formation, three receiver set. He'll turn. He'll hand to Harvey in the backfield. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage and will go for a loss. You got Zach Stucker there once again. He's got to make another play.
And Brandon Webb was first guy there. And then Stucker finished up.
Defensive line right now, you got Jalen Stone and Jacob Dale at the ends. Webb and Carwell. The defensive tackles. Nick Eats playing middle linebacker along with Stucker.
Zach Smith.
Safety got Harrod and Roseberry, looks like. Walker rolling to his right, looking to throw, still looking, being chased, and will be sacked back at the 30-yard line. Jalen Stone has been all over Art Walker the entire night.
Jacob Dale back there that time, too.
Jacob Dale as well.
Collins' defensive line is really just starting to control this.
You know, you hear that old adage, too, is when the quarterback starts looking at the rush. And there's no doubt, as soon as he got outside the pocket, he was looking at the defensive line, not keeping his eyes down the field. And goes for a huge loss back to the 32-yard line. It's going to be third and about 23. Walker drops straight back, being pressured again, gets away from containment, trying to get the middle of the field, will be down by contact, fumbled the ball, but down by contact at the 40-yard line, will scramble forward for probably about 8 or 9 yards, but Montgomery County be forced to punt it away.
Another thing he's doing, too, and he's breaking that line, man, he's looking for Zach Stucker. Zach Stucker's not big, but, man, he brings it. He's like a guy out there somewhere. It's kind of hard to see.
Dalton Stevens, once again, back to punt here for the Indians.
Collins just needs to be careful fielding these punts. They've had to come close.
See Nashon come up and get this ball. I think he's still too deep. Coming after it, and they run into the kicker.
Oh,
we'll see if it's running into or... And I think Casey Warner is back trying to block, and the ball hits him in the back.
They're not calling it. They didn't say it hit him.
Waiting for the official call. We got a flag in the back side of this. I don't know. The officials never made a ruling. I think if it's a 15-yarder, it's going to be an automatic first down. But we'll see.
That's got to be running into the kicker.
It's personal foul. He just signaled it. And that'll be a first down. So Collins makes a bad mistake.
I'm not sure. There might not even be a running into the kicker in high school. I don't know why they tried to block it.
I don't either. You're going to get good field position. So that's going to put their possession over midfield.
Is it automatic first down? Cause
it's only fourth and 14, so it's going to be a first down regardless of the 15-yard penalty.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And that's I'm not sure if there's a difference in high school football, but I would have probably left that more of a running into. But regardless, Montgomery County with the penalty will have first down at the Collins 45-yard line. Turn, quick handoff to Harvey, and he busts forward, still on the move, down near the another first down. His biggest run of the second half, he's down close to the 36-yard line. Gain of 9 will be second and 1. Well, actually, Mark, you meant the 37, so second and 2. He'll stay, two tight end set, one back in the backfield. That's Harvey. He'll turn, he'll hand to Harvey again, and he'll spin forward for the first down. Inside the 35, down to the 33-yard line. 7:12 to go in this one. We're still scoreless. They'll stay in their two tight end set. Harvey the lone back in the backfield. One receiver each side of the field. Walker is going to turn and flick it out to the right side to Akers. Complete. Inside the 30, down to the maybe 27-yard line. You go for about 5 yards on that little pitch and catch to the outside.
Going back to a little quick pass, you know, because him rolling back or dropping back is not working. Going back to what they did early in the game, just one back in the backfield and the quick hitters to Harvey or just right up and throw it.
And Phillips giving a lot of room on the outside. Run play right up the middle of the field. Going to go for about four or five yards. Going to be about a yard short down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Third and 1. Same formation, same personnel. Turns, hands to Harvey again, and he's going to be hit in the backfield zone for a loss. Back to close to the 37-yard line. That's going to bring up 4 and about 4. Called Mav close to 3.
This press box getting a little crazy.
So let's see if they go to that little quick passing attack to the outside. Phillips given about a 10-yard cushion on the right side. Same formation, two tight end set. Stops, looking outside, trying to hit Parsley down the left sideline. Going to throw deep into the end zone, and incomplete. Nice play by Casey Warner to knock it away deep in the end zone. And Montgomery County will turn it over on downs, tried to fake it to the outside, and kind of a stop and go, but good job by Warner.
Do you think that was a stop and go, or he just?
No, he did.
Oh, he did. Okay. So I thought, wait, because it got in really. He wasn't a very big fake as far as the quarterback, you know.
Yeah, Parsley kind of stuttered about 5 yards and stuttered and tried to hit him deep.
Once there again, though, I mean, Montgomery County, you know, run the ball to the middle, tried to run it to the outside, and just lost 4 yards, and that was a huge. So here we go, 5 minutes to play.
So first and 10, Collins. Ball at the 26-yard line. 5:49 to go in this one. We're still scoreless. Lucas in the shotgun. Roseberry split to his right. He'll turn. He's going to hand to Nashon. Straight at the middle of the field, trying to get through. Makes a man miss, hit from behind.
Man, he almost lost that ball right there.
Up to the 32-yard line.
You hate to say it, but a turnover might be gained the size of this game. Yeah. And that ball right there almost come loose. It looked like it seen a little air between when he got hit from behind. And then Nashon's also like he's like one step from breaking this thing.
Gain of 6 on that last play, so 2nd and 4. Good positive yardage on first down for a change here for Collins.
Collins was, what, I think, 2 timeouts. I think we've only called 1,
yeah,
though.
That's right. Lucas stays in the shotgun, 4 receiver set, split each side of the field. He's going to drop back, straight in the middle of the field. Going to look deep down the
field. Got Magger down at the 35.
Yes!
30, 20, he'll go all the way. Touchdown, Titans.
Nice pass from Lucas to Maggard. They finally connect on a deep one. And it only took 3.5 quarters, but somebody's on the board. Maggard nearly mishandled that one, hit him right in stride, kind of fumbled it for a couple yards, then tucked it in and took it the remaining about 30 yards in for the score. Noah Bruner on for the extra point attempt. 68-yard score from Lucas to Maggard.
Where is that? Why is he? That's twice Hawk's
he's
done that.
He's supposed to be on this side of the formation, isn't he?
We're guys short.
We'll see if they can get this extra point off. This could be another crucial play. And kick up. Kick is good.
Thing is, we were a guy short and a guy didn't rush.
So
I messed with my line.
5:01 to go in this one. Collins leads it 7-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Mike, can I have a word with you?
Sure, boss.
I don't want to split hairs about the dress code, but this is the third day you've worn camouflage to the office.
Oh, no, it's not camouflage. It's chicken flage.
Chicken flage?
Yeah, it's to protect my Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce.
Why do you need to protect wings?
Well, the new spicy honey barbecue sauce is two amazing flavor sensations in one. And have you seen what's in the break room fridge? People aren't ready for this, so I have got to keep it hidden. Chicken flage keeps me incognito. Off the grid.
Mike, I can see you. Everyone can see you.
No, they can't.
Oh, yes. Yes, they can.
Can't.
Can.
Can't.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, you have a call on line two.
Thank you.
Hi, Mike. Nice camouflage.
Told you.
Chicken flage.
Everyone wants the Zaxby's Boneless Wings Meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce, served with celery, ranch, crinkle fries, and a small drink. Try it today and upgrade to a medium souvenir chicken flage cup. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
Thanks for making the positive switch. Power 93.3 WXLN.
7-0 Collins on a 68-yard touchdown pass from Lucas to Maggard. The only score of the game here thus far, and with 5:01 to go, Collins will kick it off here to Montgomery County. Back deep is Dylan Akers. Bruner checks the formation, and he approaches, and he's going to kick it high and deep, straight into the middle of the field, going to be taken by Akers at his own 6-yard line, straight up the middle of the field, trying to look for room to run. Nothing there, and Zach Stucker once again.
I hate to be a broken record, but, man, there's a lot of guys at our defense that you can say stood out today, Brian Stone, Leland Carwell, Sam Harrod, but, man, what Zach Stucker has been all over his field. You're talking about sophomores. A lot of sophomores I just mentioned right there. I think Sam's a junior, right?
Yeah, Sam's a junior. .455 to go in this one. First and 10, Montgomery County, from their own 23-yard line. They'll go to the shotgun. He'll turn. He's going to hand in the backfield to Harvey, and he'll get up over the 25 to the 26-yard line, tackled on the play by Kyle Goss, playing defensive tackle. So, close to a 3-yard gain there. Bring up 2nd and 7. Montgomery County going more to a hurry up here. Walker looking and throws it and through the hands. This is about the 2nd or 3rd time.
We're playing more of a 3-4 now. He's Leland back to linebacker on that last play.
Matthew Purvis right through his hands, incomplete on the sideline. That'll bring up 3rd and 7.
He's still playing linebacker. I guess you would call it a 3-4.
Yep. Got Colton Alvey, Kyle Goss, and Jalen Stone with their hand on the ground. And like you said, moved Leland up to a standing position.
They tried to play Leland middle linebacker last year. It just didn't seem like it. He went back to defensive line and played a lot better.
Walker rose to his left, complete up to Parsley at the 35-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down.
I don't like playing this little prevent stuff.
Yeah.
Keep what we were doing.
And definitely Montgomery County going more to the air. Goss trying to get off the field here. Walker back under center this time. He'll turn. He's going to hand to Harvey. And he'll be over the 35, maybe to the 36, maybe the 37-yard line. Short game on first down. 4:10 to go here. Collins leads 7-0. 2nd and 7. Walker will go back to the shotgun this time. Harvey in the backfield with him. Quick drop. Floats it out to the left side, and that time Hawk on the outside broke hard on the ball. Probably would have had a better shot at it than the receiver if he would have thrown it near him, but incomplete.
Hawks back in over for Jacob Phillips. Jacob's played most of the game after about the first couple drives Hawks started, and they brought Jacob in, who I know they think's going to do a lot of good things for him.
So third and seven, ball at the 37-yard line.
Another one of those sophomores.
Walker in the shotgun. Quick drop. Looking and will be sacked. Back inside the 30-yard line once again. This time it was Colton Alvey, but it was a host of Collins defenders.
He kind of faked the throw, and all the Collins guys jumped up around him. It was Bruce.
Looks like Montgomery County going to punt it away with 3.5 minutes to go here. They've only got one timeout remaining. But they're facing a 4th and 14 here from the 30-yard line.
I tell you what, if it hits the ground, just get away from it. You know, watch some kind of trick play here. But
Stevens, once
don't
again,
don't try to block it, please.
Back to him. He gets it all spiraling down the middle of the field. Going to be taken by Roseberry. He's hit hard. Hangs on to it at the 44-yard line.
This is when you like to see you got a big senior offensive line try to run this ball and run the clock out.
Matthew Purvis on that last tackle for Montgomery County.
You mentioned Montgomery County really with just one timeout left can only stop the clock once.
And with 3:01 to go, Collins really probably
got
a first down possibly away from running out the clock.
You got Stone in for Colton. It looks like Colton's a little bit banged up over. He was trying to come out, but they called him back off.
And looks like they play Jalen's playing guard and move Kyle Gallus out to right tackle. Turns hands to Roseberry. Nashon cuts inside, still on the move, spins forward, close to the first down, go for about a 9-yard gain.
One thing good about Collins' offense line, those guys, a lot of those guys are interchangeable.
Yeah.
You know, clearly except for Trey at the center spot. There are some guys move around a lot. I mean, Trey has played guard before in the past. I think Kyle has played some center. But right now, Collins in no hurry.
Clock continues to run. 2.5 minutes to go here. As we mentioned, Montgomery County only with one timeout to go here. Lucas in the shotgun. Takes a snap, going to roll to his right, trying to get upfield, quarterback run the whole way, and he'll be over the 45-yard line, down close to the 44, and that'll be a first down Titan.
You know, we mentioned a lot of sophomore guys out here playing defensively, and JR and Roseberry, but you also got one guy you don't mention a lot is unless they do something wrong. It seems like it's Seth Staples at the tackle spot. You know, you don't mention a lot of those offensive linemen. I mentioned the seniors they've had, but you know, Seth's another sophomore over there that's played really well tonight. So just want to give him a little pub out there.
1:55 to go. Clock continues to run here. Collins will stay in the two-back. Look here, out of the shotgun, out of the spread. Murphy and Roseberry, hands to Roseberry, straight in the middle of the field, trying to make a man miss. Still on his feet, down inside the 30, another first down, Collins.
He's going to have to come out and helmet come off.
And Nashon is really close to just breaking away.
He's got to be over 100 yards, don't he? It's like he's had, how many did he have at half, you remember?
43.
He's got, because that one run was 30 yards. Close to it, I'd be surprised if he's not over the 100-yard mark.
So 1:30 to go here. Ball was just made ready for play, so Collins really didn't have to snap this to about the 1 minute mark.
You can almost take a knee. They can't stop it but one time. Am I wrong here?
You're right. Lucas takes, he'll hand to Murphy. Pookie trying to get to the outside, cuts it back in the middle, still spinning, and will be tackled from behind.
Oh, he didn't throw a punch.
At the 31-yard line. But I'm like you, Scott. I'm not sure why that.
It's going to be a personal foul on, I think it's on Trey Ike's line. But he didn't throw a punch.
Little extracurriculars after the play. personal foul, and Trey actually going to come out. We'll see how that affects. We've seen Kyle Galls play some center.
I know he didn't get thrown out, so maybe it just took him out. Calm down. Just take a knee and go get out of here.
Dustin Hinkle, I see, is checked in. Clock is rolling here, 55 seconds to go.
Take a knee.
I'm not sure why we're trying to run any offense here. Ball is, with the penalty, backed up to the 44-yard line.
I've seen J.R. Does J.R. ever go out and run these?
Yeah, we did to start the game.
Oh, that's right.
So he'll snap this one with about 35 seconds. He'll turn hand to Herod. Sam right through the middle of the field, and we'll get down to the 35. Good game. And Montgomery County going to take a timeout. That'll be...
Well, they can't stop it no
their
more.
Their final timeout.
It's going to be third down, right?
Yeah, just run a play and should take care of this one.
Take a knee on third down. Take a knee on fourth down. That is over, right? What's the play clock, 25?
It's third now, so you'll have to run a play here. Well, you got the play's got to last longer, what, 3 seconds?
I mean, yeah, you can take a knee. Yeah, okay.
I don't think taking a knee. I think you're going to have to run a play.
Okay.
Coach Luke is out getting an explanation from maybe one of the officials here. So, barring something unforeseen, Collins is going to win this one 7-0. 28 seconds on the clock. They have it third and looks like about 16 from the 35-yard line. Montgomery County out of timeouts here. Montgomery County now has made their way back onto the field defensively. Collins still in a huddle near the sideline.
It's a good week. Another 30 seconds here would be a good weekend for the county. Shelby County won last night, and Collins tonight.
Both teams looking to go 1-0 here on the season, and they've lined up here in the victory-type formation.
All of our Rocket fans on our message group, and go to bed now.
So Lucas takes the snap.
Trey tries. No worries.
Trey fires off the ball. Clock continues to roll here.
We can argue about it for a little bit, and they on there put the ball in play. Game's over.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have not even whistled the ball to start yet, I don't think.
Yeah, it's just going.
I forget that's different in high school than it's college, because, you know, college, as soon as the play is made, they start the clock.
Yeah.
Here, I guess you have to wait for the ball to be spotted.
What's this guy doing? Who's going to be the player of the game here? They're going to give a player of the game. Nashawn, they're going to, because they give out a trophy. That's hard. I've seen them do it the last game.
You could go for several guys. I think JR played real well. Nashawn played well. Zach Stucker on the defensive side. Jalen Stone on the defensive side. All could be candidates for that player of the game. Collins wins it here 7-0. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up. Listening to Collins football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
This has been Titans football on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com. The game was proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville. Stand by, the post-game show is next on the home of the Titans. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.